it must have been a very difficult day for Manqoba Mncike and his Mamelodi Sundowns. Welcome to the Sports Talk. My name is Matthew Simpete. The 19th of April, and this is how we rolling. They say to whom much is given, much is expected. And I'm sure that Manqoba Mncike would agree with that one. You know, when you win everything, then there's bound a time where you're going to have to be losing everything. And very important things, like it has happened this past weekend, where Mamelodi Sundowns have lost an important game against Chakuma Chama Dibandlela. The guys have shown them that they are in the PSL and they can also proceed to the Nedbank Cup Finals. Let's talk about that and let's listen and dissect what Manqoba Mncike was talking about in this today's episode.
Hey, hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za Monday, Wednesday and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Much as they are not there, Dennis Onyango was not there, Musa Lebusa was not there, Lewakam Mabue was not there as well, you know, all owing to an assortment of injuries as well as suspension for Musa Lebusa. Now, Manqoba Mncike, I mean, as the team, they must be devastated currently now, especially after having gone about 21 games unbeaten in South Africa, basically, because they've lost in the Champions League. Now, as they say, you know, good things comes to an end. And this was the time, you know, for Mamelodi Sundowns to take a breather. Maybe this defeat could act as, you know, a morale booster, you know, for them to carry on and complete the DSTV Premiership matches unbeaten again, you know, should carry on. But now this Wednesday, they've got a big team in AmaZulu. And now, I mean, he said it, Manqoba, that it's going to be a big one in Durban, and they don't know what is that they are expecting. But against TTM, I'm sure that complacency might have taken its toll, especially after Sundowns, you know, walloped the Orlando Pirates. And the players went there thinking it's TTM. We're going to pass there very easily. It's going to be a green light and we're going to just pass. But now the determination of TTM drove them, you know, to where they pushed the game to extra time and went to penalties. And that's when Washington Arubi came about, because the whole 120 minutes, it was between Mamelodi Sundowns and Washington Arubi. Clear-cut chances, you know. He parried the ball numerous times back to play over the bar and stuff like that. And he was good to see on the day. But again, you know, the fringe players of TTM, they've done exceptionally well, you know, with a mixture of experience there and there. But Sundowns, you know, they tend to overlook, you know, the performance of TTM. And now TTM, because they are 14th on the lock, they thought they were going to pass by them very easily. But now in football, it doesn't work that way. Looking at the fixtures, you know, for this coming weekend, we've got another finalist, which is Chippa United, who are in the Nedbank Cup final. They will be playing against Baroka, that is in at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. And again, also on Tuesday, we've got Bloemfontein Celtic against the Swallows FC. And on Wednesday, Black Leopards, they've got Stellenbosch. AmaZulu, they will be playing against the Mamelodi Sundowns. Hey, and Kaizer Chiefs, they will be against the Cape Town City. Very interesting games that are coming this weekend. But again, the Nedbank Cup, let me repeat, there will be the Nedbank Cup final. It will be played in Free State, you know, for a change. Not the Moses Mabhida Stadium this time around, or not even Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium, but it's going to the Free State Stadium, the home of the Cheetahs. That's where it's going to be happening on the 8th of May at 6 o'clock. That's going to be the kickoff. And by then, we'll be, you know, going very closer to the season ender. But now, Manqoba Mncike, there's a number of things, you know, that he spoke about. I think it's about you know, being a professional that he is, Manqoba. And let's listen to his reaction after that particular game against TTM, whereby you can hear from his voice that he was not excited. Like, all the, okay, well, he's cool, cucumber cool, calm, but this time around you can hear that Manqoba Mncike, you know, he's taking defeat like a Sundowns coach.
I think we started the match very well. We anticipated that they might sit back. And they started with five at the back, which made our life a little bit difficult. But be it as it may, we kept pushing. I think we had better moments to score goals. But credit should be given to Washington Aruba. I think on the day he was outstanding. There were many instances where one thought it's a goal already, but it was just not to be. And no wonder he was the man of the match. I think the boys tried very hard. We were unfortunate to have to make some changes in the last minute with Musa getting a knock in the last training session and only undergoing the fitness test, and we decided not to play him because he was feeling very... The injury was very painful, and also unfortunate again to lose Onyango because of flu, which put us backwards when you consider that now in the team that we played against Pirates, we lost three of very important players, with Lebo being suspended, Onyango being out, and Musa also having to be out because of that injury. So it made our life a little bit difficult, but again, the players that played today, they really gave a very good account of themselves. They created some good moments, where I believe we could have easily scored a goal. But in a game of football, at times, you don't score goals that are very easy to score and end up scoring the most difficult ones. But today, I think Washington was the one who stopped everything. Yeah, I know everybody is very devastated because we kept making the players aware, and they made everybody in the team aware that it's very important that after a very big win against Pirates, it's very important to recollect ourselves and come to this one and fight for it as well. And I really cannot fault the players in terms of fighting and trying to make sure that we come out with something. But on the day, it just looked like we were not going to score no matter what happens. But the truth of the matter is, I cannot say after the game against Pirates, maybe the players this time around did not work very hard. I believe they really gave a good account of themselves. They pushed Chakuma till the end, and I don't know why Chakuma believed so much that if the game goes to penalties, they can win it, because they even celebrated when it was finished. But honestly speaking, I think we made their life very difficult. But unfortunately, when you don't score in a cup match, it goes down to this. And I even wished that maybe instead of going to extra time and penalties, even if we had just lost in the 90 minutes, considering that our program has got so much in it, and we have another big match on Wednesday, so it was a little bit tough for us.
Okay.
But like I said before, it's very unfortunate. If we knew that we were going to lose, it would have been better to lose in the 90 minutes. But there's nothing we can do about this. Our players know they have a responsibility in all these fixtures, and we are playing all these matches because of their successes. If it was not because of their successes, we would be playing less games like all the other teams that we are playing against. But because they keep doing well, they must always take the toll that comes with doing well. That is why we always say, to whom much is given, much is expected. So,
like I said, to whom much is given, much is expected, like Mangoa Mnitu was saying there. Well, I mean, even TTM, they played 120 minutes, and as well, they have been busy. It's not like Mamelodi Sundowns are the only ones who were playing. Well, Mamelodi Sundowns, they've got a hectic schedule. Yes, indeed, but now they are more professional, you know, than TTM. So there couldn't be any excuses this time around. So it's just a matter of just accepting Mamelodi Sundowns that they were beaten, you know, by Mpumalanga's game plans. I will try next week so that we can have Mpumalanga speak to us. Let him be on the show, on the Sports Talk, so that he can tell us, you know, how he's feeling as a small coach, and he's managed to defeat the giant, and that's what he did. For me, Matthew Simpete, let's keep interacting on social media. You can send us an email at sport@dailysandos.co.za. Adios.